With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Governor Tony Evers has declared a state of emergency in Wisconsin due to flooding. The governor's office says storms began moving through the state on April 13th, bringing devastating winds, tornadoes, hail, and heavy rainfall. The storms resulted in flooding, structural damage, evacuations, and power outages throughout the state of Wisconsin. The National Weather Service has confirmed 3 tornadoes across central and southeastern Wisconsin. In the village of Shiocton in Wapaka County, the village president has ordered a large-scale evacuation for all Shiocton residents until further notice. Residents were told to get out by 3 p.m. yesterday afternoon. The evacuation order said water is rising rapidly and is expected to get worse over the next few days. They said if people did not evacuate Shiocton, they probably would not be able to help them. The National Weather Service said the area of New London and to approximately 8 miles southwest along the Wolf River is being evacuated due to dangerous floodwaters. A number of roads in the Fox Valley area are closed due to flooding. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources said it was watching levees around Portage as the Wisconsin River rises. As of Wednesday morning, the river there swelled to nearly 19 feet, about 2 feet over flood stage, and could rise to about 20 feet. The annual statewide tornado drills scheduled today have been canceled. The decision comes as many locations around Wisconsin are dealing with the impacts of bad weather, leaving emergency management and first responders stressed. Ready Wisconsin determined going ahead with the drill would strain already stretched resources. The drills will not be rescheduled. Ready Wisconsin encourages people to still be informed about tornado safety, review personal emergency plans, and remain vigilant year-round for potential severe weather and tornadoes. Warmer days are returning to the Northwoods, and with them, so is pollen. Right now, tree pollen is the main one showing up in pollen counts. WXPR's Katie Thorson shares some ways to stay healthy this season.
After a long winter, getting outside between rainfalls this week has been a welcome relief to many. For others, it comes with itchy eyes, scratchy throats, and a lot of sneezing. Aspirus Pharmacy resident Kenneth Uke says you can only really treat your symptoms when it comes to things like seasonal allergies.
It really depends on what symptoms you're presenting with to what kind of products you want. A lot of the times you can take those tablets like Zyrtec or Claritin, and those are once daily tablets. But if you're just having some congestion then, or like itchy, watery eyes, something very limited, not generalized to your whole body, then, you know, maybe an eye drop or just a nasal spray might be more appropriate than the tablet.
People can also try to reduce their exposure to pollen. If you know what triggers your symptoms, maybe you keep your windows closed on days when that particular pollen count is high. Removing clothes you've worn outside and showering to rinse pollen from your skin and hair, using HEPA air filters, and vacuuming regularly can also help. Uke also reminds people that allergies and colds share a lot of symptoms.
If you've tried multiple modalities, it might hint that you actually have a cold rather than an allergy. So that is something a professional care provider could input on and help, you know, diagnose that or lead you to alternatives that would maybe be more appropriate for your symptoms.
Uke cautions that just because allergy medicine is readily available over the counter doesn't mean it can't create complications. He recommends talking to your primary care provider rather than trying to self-treat. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A new state law is giving Native American students more than just the right to wear traditional regalia at graduation. It's giving them the opportunity to proudly represent their identity and culture on a bigger stage. As WXPR reported earlier this week, the governor signed Act 222 into law, ensuring the right for those with Native ancestry to wear tribal regalia at graduation ceremonies. Araya Breedlove, public relations director for the Lac des Flambeaux tribe, said her community already offered that opportunity, but now it expands statewide.
Get the same opportunity, and so just walk across that stage representing their culture and their identity is huge. It's huge.
Breedlove says the moment carries deeper meaning rooted in history.
Lac des Flambeaux itself had a boarding school. I mean, we're talking about generations and generations of just cultural suppression. And so now we're taking culture on a bigger stage.
In Crandon, school district administrator Jason Bertrand says while they've allowed regalia for years, this law removes uncertainty for others.
Hopefully now those students don't have to question that, and they're going to be able to wear it proudly and potentially educate people because of what they're able to wear with their cultural pride.
He felt the impact goes beyond the ceremony, helping to build understanding across communities. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Nitrogen fertilizer prices have shot up 30% since the start of the war with Iran. As Harvest Public Media's Frank Morris reports, the Persian Gulf is a hub of fertilizer production and an important source of petrochemicals that other countries use to produce plant nutrients.
With the Strait of Hormuz shut down, almost half the world's exports of the critical fertilizer urea have been halted. Veronica Nye, chief economist at the Fertilizer Institute, says U.S. farmers will likely be short some 2 million tons of urea this spring planting season.
What our product is used for is food, the production of food. So the consequences aren't going to be immediate, but they could be substantial.
Nye says less fertilizer means less food worldwide. And the most vulnerable countries are apt to suffer some of the worst Iran war-related fertilizer shortages. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Frank Morris.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.